Thank you for checking out the Thang podcast brought to you by Nissan. If you could you drop us a rating or a review? We would really appreciate it. You're sitting there listening. Just take the extra 2 seconds. Okay, begging over.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here broadcasting live atop Mount St. Morning Thang.
Yes.
Looking down on the valley of Southwest Virginia and, of course, the entire world,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look down on all y'all. Not looking down on you.
Not figuratively, more literally.
Yeah.
Because we're higher than
okay.
you.
To be fair, figuratively looking down on some of you, not all of you.
A few here and there.
Definitely some of you. Good morning, Monica Brooks.
Good morning.
Monica, let me ask you a question about one of your favorite places on Earth, because I got a bone to pick with one of your favorite places on Earth, and it's not their fault. It's just this is a circumstance that has happened over and over again when I have been at CVS.
Okay.
And you love CVS.
Yeah.
It's one of the places you love to go. Stealing
my CVS bucks.
Your CVS bucks. Yours?
Family bucks.
They're not your CVS bucks, if I'm correct.
Family bucks.
Family bucks.
Yeah.
We need to call it.
You know, I've never gone in there and seen the sign, Antoine, for family bucks.
I've never seen that one time.
It's really tiny.
I've never been able to use, like, my mom's bucks at CVS.
It's in the fine print. Well, Antoine, it's because you haven't stolen her identity, so that's why you've been unable to do that. Yeah, Monica likes to steal her mother's CVS bucks. So this has nothing to do with the CVS bucks. The easy CVS rant is, hey, look how long this receipt is. Like that. I don't even need that. I get the receipts emailed to me. That's not what it is. This is my mini, tiny rant about people inside CVS.
Okay.
Because the one that I frequent in my neighborhood has probably in the last year added a couple self-checkout little kiosks.
Oh, fancy.
Yes.
Right. Which is great. I love a self-checkout kiosk. Especially I got like one thing, I'm ready to roll. I don't understand why everybody who shops at this CVS seems to have no idea that these things exist.
Oh, they see them.
No, they don't see them
because
there's never anybody at them. And there'll be people standing in line, 4 or 5 people deep, and there's nobody at the self-checkout thing.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen a self-checkout thing at CVS, so I'm really concerned that I'm one of the people that's been inside of a CVS with the self-checkout, and I've never used it. I just stood in line.
And you know what? It's
fine. Because I'm there so often that I just like, I notice it.
Right.
Everything new.
Well, I know you notice it, but I'm saying that the masses, they do not notice it. Now, I have noticed this self-checkout. And look, it's fine if you haven't noticed it or you want to live in blissful ignorance or you just really want to be waited on by a human. That is perfectly fine. But don't cast dirty looks upon me when I am smart enough to walk over to the self-checkout while you still wait in line. That's what I don't like. I don't like the stink eye they give me. The looks.
Well, usually the cashier is like, we have self-checkout. You know, they kind of announce it to the masses. And
do
say,
they?
Go ahead and use it.
I feel like I've never been
there
to CVS.
When they have.
Based off of the conversation both of you guys are having, I have never been at CVS where they're like, hey, you know, there's a long line here. If you went ahead, speed it up, you can go over there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to announce is a self-checkout.
Maybe I've been going to Walgreens.
Maybe I'm
confused on where I am.
Look, if you're jealous of the fact that I figured it out, that's fine. But you need to give yourself the stink eye. I'm not sure how one does that.
Yeah, so the entire line, they just gave you a look?
They give you a look like, how dare you cut this line? I'm like, yeah, but you're not using this part of it.
Yes.
The same thing happens at the airport. When there's someone who's 700 years old that insists on still talking to the kiosk person that is trying to wait on 700 people all at the same time, and the little window's right there, and it's just, you just push them out of the way.
I'm familiar with this one.
And they think, I've been waiting in line for 9 days. I was like, well, whose fault is that? Okay? There's a window right here. You didn't take it out of the way, please, and thank you.
So do you think there was any part of you that should have been like, hey, excuse me, person in front of me that's been waiting in this long line, I'm gonna head over to the self-checkout. Do you want to go with me?
Maybe pre-COVID, I would look out for my fellow man in that way. But when we're putting gas in trash bags.
In trash bags, yes.
Everyone's on their own now, okay? I can't help you anymore. I've tried, but you insist on putting gas in a trash bag. So if you want to light yourself on fire, that's fine. And if you love a good line, then that's okay.
I've received some dirty looks not too long ago. I was in the car with my sister-in-laws, and I will say I cut in front of a very, very, very long line. Oh. And it was an accident.
Yes.
It was, but I received some looks, and I expected it because I was like, this is about to happen, y'all. And they were like, what are you doing? So, I mean, it was a very long line for a festival. Uh-huh. And
So yeah, it wasn't by accident. You cut on purpose.
I came in the wrong way, or maybe the right way, and no one else did.
Accidentally.
And I said,
purpose.
Excuse me, sir. You know, I'm talking to the, you know, the parking attendant. I'm like, I seem to have come in through the wrong way. He's like, no, just go ahead on. And I look at the line of people. They're out into the road. And I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I can see the looks.
Yep. It's always the same. There's 700 people standing there and you go, oh, sorry, is this the line?
Yeah.
No, we're just a gathering. That's all it is.
Excuse me, kind sir.
Anytime you do that, it's like you grab yourself, you bend over. Oh, I'm so sorry. Is this the line right here?
Is this the line? Oh.
Is it all the way back there? Oh, Lord Jesus.
I didn't even realize.
I am so sorry. I'm just going to stand right here, though.
I actually did go vigilante on some people at the farmer's market last week because I'm such a big nerd. I get there early, and I was waiting in line to get in. And there's a line, and it snakes around the side. And all of a sudden, a bunch of these people start just waltzing toward the area and just kind of standing in the area and getting ready. I'm thinking, and I can, you know, we're all cowards. We don't ever want to step up and say anything. So I can hear rumblings in the line of like, what do these people know? There's a line? There's a line. But no one was going to do anything about it. And I was like, you know what? Uh-uh. Not today.
No.
Not today, Satan. Put my coffee down, walked over, and said, hey, y'all, good morning. We gather in a line over here. So if you want to go ahead and get in that line, that would be great. Thank you. Don't make me fight you at the farmer's market.
Oh, you're not going to fight the farmer. He's 80 years old. You can't be fighting somebody.
All right, look. You sit there, you know, they always sit there. The age is nothing but a number. So if you have to push an old man to the ground, so be it. Again, we're putting gas in trash cans. Everyone's on their own now.
I understand.
Oh, just a fun tale of a restaurant and the gang.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Ooh, you don't mess with this gang. Well, this restaurant owner, this is in Taiwan, by the way.
Oh, see. Now, yeah. I'm even scared. Scared?
Yeah.
More scared? Scared
yeah.
again.
I almost said more scared. You're more scared.
Yeah.
But this right here, it could have been worse, you know, because these gang members, they said that this restaurant owner, he owed some money. He had some unpaid debt. They said, you know, where's our money? You don't pay up. We're going to do something. So they did.
Mm-hmm.
He had, you know, so they set free 1,000 roaches into his restaurant. Yes. Mm-hmm. Two of the gang members, they showed up overnight and they just tons of cockroaches.
How does one acquire 1,000 cockroaches?
It's a gang thing.
That's a gang
thing.
What the hell did you just say?
It's a gang thing.
A gang thing.
I wish I had like da 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 da. It's a gang thing.
I can see that t-shirt being sold at Forever 21.
It's a gang thing.
Yeah. It's a gang thing.
They sell it at Justice. It's a gang thing.
I don't know, Monica. I don't know if I've ever hated you as early in the morning as I currently hate you on May 13th, 2021.
I love it though because she was just so casual about
it.
Because Antoine, that leads me to believe she's in the Yakuza.
Yeah.
She's just like, ain't no thang but a gang thang.
Such a quick answer.
Oh,
I have nothing.
He's like, that is it.
The cockroach store. I have to, you know, you have to be able to, you know, like when you got to buy food for lizards and stuff like that. So maybe there's some sort of pet supply store that gets 1,000 roaches.
Yes.
Though I would think, you know, if I'm running a gang, you have to be prepared for all manner of things. I mean, there's lots of variables. Like you have to have on hand just a cloth that you can roll out, and there's tools inside them, like implements of torture.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Like you need those. You need to have that at the ready. You need always. This has actually got to be tough for the gangs right now. And maybe we should cut some people some slack that were filling up 700 different containers of gas yesterday. Maybe it was the gangs because they need containers of gas to pour them on
things.
Right? Like they always need to be able to pour them on things. So maybe there is someone on the staff who is, his only job is to collect cockroaches. Like when he sees one, he scoops them up, puts them in a bucket.
Because, you know, like they say, it's a gang thing.
It's a gang thing.
That's it.
Ain't no thing but a gang thing. That's what it is. I guess that's what you get when you get in bed with the gangs.
Now, I will say that's on one of my never will happen bucket list items.
What's
is
that?
To go into like a business, a restaurant, and request my funds, and then they don't pay. So then I tell people, like, all right, you're not going to pay me? smash that window. That's what I'm doing. And then I want to fix my suit jacket and I want to walk out.
I called a business yesterday because my order was wrong and I was overcharged. I was like,
is it on fire?
I know.
No, they took care of it.
I know. Where's the escalation?
Oh, thank you very much. They took care of it.
So the individual who took care of it, the owner, is he limping today?
Well,
no, they're all good. They took care of it.
No, she said they took care of it.
Her gang members took care of that situation. Right, right. So that guy's dead. All right.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, and I appreciate you.
Ain't no thing but a gang thing.
The K92 Morning Thang has the scoopla.
On the hunt for that.
I can't find it. I've been trying to help.
And there's a text. That's from Mario Brothers. No, it's not. See, that's it's close. But it's not that bonk. That's the difference.
You gotta find it. We'll find it.
I just have to put aside my entire day. Cancel all my meetings, Antoine. I can't.
All right.
We need to figure this out. I need to go stand in line for gas. That's what I need to do. What is wrong with y'all?
I keep thinking about, like, should I try to get some gas? Like, no, I can't jump in. But I really should probably try to get some gas.
I mean, if you need gas, you need gas. Yes. I understand.
I don't need gas.
But not everybody needs gas. And nobody needs extra gas right now.
Nobody.
Nobody. Wrong with everybody.
It just kind of shows how
stupid we are.
Yep, there we go.
Okay, good. Sorry to finish your sandwich.
Yeah, no, you finished it. There you go.
Oh, man. I don't. Yeah,
someone said that they were like selling gas on Marketplace. I'm like, hopefully that's a joke. I hope it's a joke.
I'm sure it wasn't.
I believe. Yeah.
So they're putting it in like a jug or a Tupperware container or every other stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
If you're not putting it into a car or a lawnmower, then you didn't need it. And it's not the proper container.
No. To put it like in the big giant barrels and plastic bags and cups.
Now, this must be a very exciting time for your husband, though, Monica.
Oh,
yeah.
Why?
He must be very excited. Well, because he loves lines so much. The man loves a good line. No, he's not hanging out line. I mean, he must see that line and think something must be really good at the end of it.
For a burrito, but yeah, gas line, nope.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I saw I drove by the gas station this morning. Every single pump was roped off. Ain't got no gas because everybody keep running out and buying it. As the reports have been, gas station getting thousands of gallons and whoop, gone by noon.
Yeah, because we saw it yesterday. One of the Sheets truck was driving by, just dropped off some gas, and at that same gas station, by the time we got finished with our show and wrapped everything up, they had roped it back off. Yep. I'm like, what are these vultures out here doing?
Okay, so let me explain to all y'all nut jobs. The pipeline is back on, okay? They turned it back on. There's gas. So would you freaking relax?
Now, Zach, you're going a little hard because there are shortages that I think, you know, if it was announced, we would jump all over.
Okay.
Like, for me, if I got an email right now that said double stuff Oreos, there's a shortage, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's getting whatever.
Supply chain. Supply chain.
I'm going to buy like 6 packages. Like just right off the top. Okay. I'm thinking about it. 6 is the low number. if there are 8 there, I'm grabbing 8. Because you know it's better to be safe than sorry. It has to be double stuff.
Oh, yeah. Y'all be forever good.
That's a lot of stuff right there. Man, that's a lot of cream filling.
There's no worries there.
Listen, I am not here for your negativity.
The Oreo double stuff to me already has too much cream in it. So for you to buy 6 boxes of it, you've now hoarded all of the cream filling needed on Earth. Like you've taken all of it. Boy.
And now I'm trying to look up how popular are double stuff Oreos.
I will admit that during the lovely coronavirus, when you never could fully figure out what was going to be in stock and what wasn't, my favorite brand of gin seemed to be getting a little depleted, so I did buy 3 just to make sure. But that's for health.
Yes. The health of the other people around you.
Yes, exactly. Medicinal, that sort of thing. I tell you what, if I found out there was a shortage coming on Takis, I'd probably buy a bunch of bags of them, not for myself, but just for my own parenting sanity, so I don't have to hear from it from a child.
The kids love Takis.
Oh, my God, they do. And again, I don't believe most of these shortages. I don't believe for one second that there is any kind of Chick-fil-A sauce shortage at all. Mm-mm. But what's everybody scrambling and doing yesterday? Buying those big squeezies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Get them off the shelves.
Those fat cats are lighting cigars with $100 bills this morning because of that. So good morning, everyone. Please, for the love of God, there's gas. Stop doing it, whatever it is you're doing. Don't do it. No, I know you. You
please.
No, the one thinking right there. No, I'm going to get me a container because no, stop it.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Now we go backwards. Tomorrow is, what is it? Dance Like a Chicken Day. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just, it made me think, hey, let's make animal noises. That'll be fun. Antoine, you will go first.
Okay.
Monica, please escort yourself to the soundproof chamber. Mm-hmm. You'll see yourself out. It's like being fired, and then you have to see yourself out the other side. So she'll go into the soundproof chamber, and we have all different animal noises, and we will start with... Let's go with a kitty cat. How about that? Meow. Meow. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Meow action. You will hear it two times backward, and then we'll flip it around and see what you sound like. So let's go with the backwards. Here we go. Time one, Antoine, is... Why? Time two. Why?
I didn't like it.
No, I think you got caught in a loop. You went to part two before you got to part one.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
I did not enjoy it.
No, I don't.
You didn't like yours?
I did not.
It didn't leave me all warm and fuzzy on the inside.
But most cats don't, so there's
also
that.
True. So you know what? That may play into my judging. You don't know how it may work out. So Monica, we're doing a kitty cat meow here in round one. You're going to hear it two times backward, and then we'll see what you sound like. So here we go. Time one is... Why? Time two. Why?
Wow. Why?
See, hers feels much better to me.
Okay.
That one I just think is going to be better on the meow. But you never know. You never know. I mean, we're just making noises backwards and then flipping them around. So Antoine gave us this for his kitty cat meow. Yes, I think you got meow number two.
Yeah, I got caught up in it, yeah.
Is what it was, but you never know. Might be good enough. Let's find out.
Meow. Meow.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. My meow is really good.
Your meow is weird.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was like a cat dog.
It was a cat really dog. Good. Like you're swallowing something too
you
at the beginning.
You guys are haters. That's all that is.
Meow. Meow.
The cat was thinking.
The cat was
wasn't
thinking.
Sure.
All right, let's see what Monica's kitty cat sounds like. It sounds like this.
Wine.
We're listening for meow.
Her sounds really good.
It does. I really think it does. Here we go.
Meow.
Okay, then. All right.
I know. We all went.
Let's bring it back around.
Yeah.
One more time.
Meow.
I have got to give that one to Antoine.
Thank you.
Correct.
Yep. Yes.
That is a surprising twist
there
in
was
round
some
one.
Yarn or a cat ball or something in your throat.
Got that hairball going on. They do get that. All right. So point for Antoine in round one. Let's move on to
round two.
He's the most famous animal in the world, possibly. Aflac. Quack, quack. Do a little Aflac.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to hear it two times backward. Monica will go first. Antoine, head on into the soundproof chamber. You're going to hear Aflac quack quack two times, and we'll see what it sounds like on the other side. Here we go. Time one is...
Cow, 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 fat.
Time two.
Cow, 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 fat.
Cow, go, cow, fat.
I don't feel as good about yours in this round.
No, but I do win this round.
Well, that is true.
Yes, but I think it... It was okay.
Well, and I thought Antoine's was trash in the last round, and he ended up winning. So who knows what could happen.
Chelsea.
Antoine, you're going to hear Aflac, quack, quack.
Okay.
Two times. We shall see. We shall see. It is?
Cow, 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 fat.
Time two.
Cow, 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 fat.
Cow, 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 fat.
See, Monica, his seems better, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, you hater.
I don't know about that.
True. I mean,
she's today's word of the day.
Cow, cow.
I hate her.
Well, Monica gave us this.
Go, 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 flat.
We flip it around. We're listening for Aflac. Quack, quack. Here it is.
Aflac. What, what?
The Aflac is on
Aflac's
point.
Good. Yep.
I don't know what animal you were after that, though.
It was a choking.
It was a choking.
It did sound.
CPR.
Yes. It was as if you were standing on a duck's neck and they were trying to quack for help because it was.
What?
Help me back.
All right. Antoine.
Cow, 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 fat.
Let's flip it around. Let's see what we get. We're listening for Aflac. Quack, quack.
Hi, fight. Hi, fight.
I fly.
Yeah, it's not
bad. I believe I can fly.
Look at you. Ain't nobody ask you to throw any salt on mine. Yeah. Just because you don't have a point.
I almost want to give Antoine the point just out of spite, which I'm not allowed to do.
Right,
so
right.
Fine.
Correct.
Fine, Monica. And who be trash talking in a fixed round?
Exactly. In a round that you were definitely going to win.
Yep. Monica, this is the kind of person, you know, that would trash talk and floss on top of a 2-year-old she was playing in basketball.
That's exactly what's happening.
They need to learn. That'll teach you.
You only win the fixed round.
Yeah. So since tomorrow is a dance like a chicken or whatever it is, you got to get a little cock-a-doodle-doo action in there.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
You will hear it 2 times backward. Monica, head on into the soundproof chamber. Antoine, you will go first in the third and deciding round of the backwards game. Here it is. Time two. Okay, we shall see.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to reserve judgment on that.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I don't need to pass judgment on it, Antoine, because Monica will.
Yes, we know.
Right, so there's no reason.
I'm being nice.
Since when? You're starting now.
Okay. Hey, yeah. No, she's being nice, which should tell you a terrifying definition of her reaching for nice. Like, I'm being nice. That's what this means, right? No. Oh, okay. You're going to hear cock-a-doodle-doo backward 2 times. Monica, here's time one. Time two.
Turtle duck cock.
What? What?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
Well, Antoine, I'll reserve judgment. Would you like to
Wow. I would like for us to play every negative thing that she said about me in the first and second rounds together.
That's too much editing.
Hey.
I can't do that.
Wow.
I got to hear yours.
Wow. That was bad. Okay.
I didn't say turtle duck.
Here we go. This was Antoine's. It seemed decent to me.
Especially when you heard the next one.
Judgment Queen, would you like to offer anything up?
I'm just going to let it play back and just listen.
All right, we'll see. You know what she's doing right now? She's going, please, God, if you exist, help me.
Every
right
finger
here.
And toe is crossed right. Over there.
Make mine sound perfect for no good reason. Because I do believe divine intervention could happen in this game, and we wouldn't know the difference. Like, how do we know? We just flip it around, and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Antoine's cock-a-doodle-doo backwards becomes this. Not bad.
Okay, not bad.
Not bad, not bad at all. All right, let's get to the main event here. Monica gave us this.
Ooh, turtle duck cock.
There you go. All right. Watch it be perfect.
Let's see. Flip it around. It's the divine intervention test. What does it sound like? Here it goes. No, it's a mess.
No, thank you.
What?
Thank you.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What?
That's exactly what.
It wasn't bad, though, was it?
It wasn't good.
Instant reaction from the backwards game. Uh-huh. This person says that backwards game is great. It's Shannon and Troutville. My 5-year-old is playing along. I think you should make it longer. You know, I think we should make Shannon's 5-year-old our boss.
Yes.
Like, I'm a fan. And you know what? There's no responsibilities of being our boss that a 5-year-old can't handle. I can promise you that. So Kiara in Buena Vista said, did Monica's head get too big with victory during the game? And that's what closed your eardrums at the end.
See, I could see that.
Kiara.
And
maybe.
I think the definitive answer as to who won the final round of the backwards game is Antoine received a video from a listener.
Yeah, shout out to Kaylin. I received a video and she was recording her daughter in the car listening to us playing the game.
And when this was playing, which was my example of what it was supposed to sound like. This child, who I believe is probably about 2 years old,
yeah,
2 or 3.
About 3 years old, yeah.
So smiley and happy.
The biggest, the prettiest smile I've ever seen.
Oh, man, just beautiful. And then the instant.
Ooh, turtle duck.
She just turned away.
She turned away. That smile disappeared. So she turns out looking out the window.
Yep. Looked out the window.
Well, I love that too.
Started drinking her milk. I felt
that's
like
right.
That's the definitive
right.
judge right there. That's all we need to know. End of story. WXLK HD Roto.
The K92 Morning Thang trending top 3. Number 3.
All right. You can kiss it. Study. I don't even know who put out this study. People who put out this study, you jerks. They did a study of the grossest states in America. Who's the grossest state? Monica, who?
Will they say Florida?
No. And you know what? Florida's not even in the top 10.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. So this study is probably put out by Florida, the Florida Tourism Commission. That's exactly who it is. No, they chose Virginia.
No, they did not.
They
Come
did.
On.
I know.
Virginia is gorgeous. You better get out of here with that.
They said it was based on five things, and maybe I can see what the one thing was that might have put us over the top here. So air quality, which I feel like we got pretty good air quality.
Yeah.
What percentage of the state's area is used for landfills? I didn't think ours was that bad. Flu rates, I don't feel like ours was that bad.
I think so.
But then these two must have been the thing that put it over the top. How many people wear Crocs?
And all of them.
Hey.
Minus me and Zach.
And the percentage of people searching Google for mayonnaise recipes.
See? Yeah. I mean, I've been against mayo for a long time. But that's right then.
So I guess our love of mayonnaise and ranch. And they probably put ranch in the mayonnaise category.
Oh, yeah, they're cousins.
Right, right. Uh-huh. So that's what cost us.
Wow.
You see what happens? Now we're disgusting to the rest of the world. How dare we?
But on the flip side, on the bonus, shout out to the Roanoke magazine. Because I don't know if you guys saw that.
I actually didn't.
But we are, K92, we are platinum. Because it's platinum, gold, silver. We are platinum as the best radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And wait for it. Thanks to Monica and her backwards game. We are also platinum for most fun show on local radio. The K92 Morning Thang.
That's right. Suck on that, Greg Roberts.
Exactly.
You only get third place. Thank you, though. We do appreciate that. And we are honored to be here in this disgusting state that
we live in
and celebrate. Yeah. And how dare they put Idaho in the 10 least disgusting? I mean, everybody there smells. They got like potato feet, right? What's wrong with
you? You know anyone from Idaho?
Hmm?
Have you ever met anyone from Idaho?
No.
No one has. Like, who's living there?
No. I've never even met someone that's been there.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to go vacation in Idaho.
It's a secret. Right. It's a secret.
It only ever comes up to be like a punny punchline to a joke. So Idaho, and then you just do something. I don't know. Mm-mm. So, yes, thank you, though, for your votes in the Roanoke magazine. We do appreciate that.
Number two.
This is a warning to the TikTokers out there. And Monica Brooks can attest to this warning. Firefighters have had to rescue, I don't know where this is, but they said 12 people in the last month. Oh, it's in London. Because they're getting stuck in kids' swings. These are teenagers and young adults that are trying to get into kids' swings for TikTok.
The kids' swings are ones with leg holes.
I think so, they don't fall out.
Yeah, and, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, Monica has a cautionary tale. You did once get stuck in a swing.
But I was a kid.
True.
Oh, that's
yeah. So that's unfortunate, right there.
Does that make it better or worse?
That's worse.
I think it kind of makes it worse.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
She got stuck in the item that was made for
children. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't get out.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. If Monica, you thought it was a good idea to squeeze yourself into one of those little kid swings that's got the leg holes and stuff, we can't help you as a society. You have to have better judgment than that on your own, which clearly you do. But, man, yeah, so people are getting stuck in there because they're trying to think it's all fun on TikTok. So there you go.
Number one.
I love this criminal. She's my favorite criminal of the day.
Okay.
And minor offense. She only got in trouble for trespassing because she, 28-year-old woman in Florida, which apparently is not a disgusting place, but a 28-year-old woman in Florida posed as a high school student earlier this week, like went into a high school.
Okay.
Because she was trying to promote her own Instagram.
That's funny. Look, you have to have initiative. You have to have initiative if you're going to make it.
So Audrey in Miami Beach, she dressed up, quote, as a young person, had a backpack, and he carried a skateboard around to try to look younger. I mean, come on.
All right, officer. Yep. You really seem like an undercover right there.
Hello, youths. How are you? So who's doing the TikTok today? What's going on?
I'll be honest. I would be a liar if I said I've never thought about when I've gone to these pep rallies just telling all of the kids in there, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just to get them to do it. I've definitely thought about doing it, but then I was like, they'll judge me, and then they won't follow me, and then it's going
to
be awkward.
Right, but you also didn't try to get into school on a hoverboard and say that you had social studies coming up.
What's up, dudes?
Yeah, the security guard, she got past security. They thought she was a high school kid, but then she started handing out flyers with her Instagram account on it, and that's what
that's when they had to wrap it up.
Yeah. Hey, she tried.
I wonder if any one of us could do that.
What?
Sneak into a high school.
Definitely not me.
Like, exactly. What if you just shaved all your facial hair And you had like a ball and you had a ball cap on. I wonder if you could do it.
I don't think I could. They'd be like, what's the old band teacher doing back at school? Why is he here? Yeah. What about you? I don't think you could.
I don't think I'd do it. If I completely without facial hair with a ball cap on, I think I could. Yeah. I think I could sneak into like a senior class for one class before somebody called me out.
I promise you Monica thinks she can.
Monica?
Yeah, maybe.
See?
Maybe.
I don't know. I really don't know. Me, no. There is no way.
You don't think so?
Least likely to make it in would be me. They'd be like, you smell like grandpa's happy hour.
I think that we could, because I've seen some of the students, and they look grown. Like, some of them look like grown.
It is true. The only thing that would get me in there is my height and lack thereof. I'm too short. They'd be like, oh, look at the little kid.
And if it's a giant school like Franklin County or PH or something.
I'll get Pulaski.
Yeah, they might even notice you there.
They'd be like, whose little brother is in here? I mean, the reverse. Like, aren't you in the eighth grade? What are you doing here?
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Today's scam is on Victoria. So she works customer service for a, shall we say, big box store. Mm-hmm. The big box. And I'm calling to make a return. But you know how people say, how are you? And you never really expect to get the real answer.
Yes.
Well, today I'm going to give her the real answer. It's the birthday scam, Neil the Doormat, on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hi, thanks for calling. It's Victoria speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I have a question about a return.
Okay, I'd be happy to help you with that.
Great. Oh, you know what? How rude of me. I didn't even ask how you were doing. So how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. How are you?
It's interesting that you ask that because I've been better, and it's actually the reason for why I'm calling today about this return.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you so much. You just don't know how it feels to have somebody care about your feelings for once. So thank you for that.
No problem.
Because I'll be honest, things with my wife and I are not great right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, I'm sorry to bother you with all these details. I know you probably don't even care about it anyway, and I'm just blah, 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 so I'm sorry.
No, it's totally fine. Don't worry about it.
Good. Thank you. Because I've had all these feelings, and I just didn't know what to do, and like everybody is busy, and nobody has been like, Neil, how are you? And you asked me that, so thank you for that. That really, really means a lot to me.
Yeah, no problem.
Now it makes me realize that I think I need to tell her how I feel.
And how do you feel?
Well, here's the deal. So, like, last month, it was her birthday, and we went out for this big, fancy dinner, and I got her this purse that she told me I had to get for her, and that was, like, $400, and then she did this whole spa weekend without me, and then last week was my 40th birthday, and you know what we did?
What did you do?
Chipotle.
You went to Chipotle?
Yeah, that was my big birthday dinner. Happy 40th birthday, Neil. Here's a burrito.
And I'm guessing you're expecting more than that.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly not more food. I mean, those burritos are like, whoo, I feel like you're having a baby after one of those. But it was my big 4-0. And even when we were there, I asked if I could get a side of guac. And she said that we couldn't because we were on a budget because her birthday was so expensive.
Yeah, that's certainly doesn't sound very fair to me.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. So, you know, thank you again for understanding because it kind of feels like we have a connection and just, are you married?
I mean, no, I'm not married.
Okay.
But
so you're available.
No. I do have a boyfriend. We've been together for almost
Yeah. So
years.
It's been tough and I just need somebody that actually cares about my feelings and you cared about my feelings. So, because you asked me, so, you know, thank you again.
Well, you're welcome, but you did say there was something you want to return, correct?
The what?
The item you said you wanted to return.
Oh! It totally slipped my mind. I'm so sorry. What's your return policy on gummy worms?
Gummy worms.
Okay. Yeah, so my wife got me for my birthday.
She got you gummy worms for your birthday.
Yeah, which I thought was odd because I don't really like gummy worms and I'm allergic to sugar. But she said we were on a budget because she's going to Key West this weekend with her friend Gary.
But she could only afford to get you gummy worms.
Yeah, it's her just because she was going on this big trip with this guy, Gary.
Oh, okay. Her friend Gary?
Mm-hmm. I think they're friends, or maybe they're coworkers, because she goes on a lot of business trips with him, but I'm not really sure. He drops her off a lot at night when she's working late, so I just, you know, I assume he works there.
Hmm, that sounds odd. You don't know for sure?
Mm-mm. I mean, I asked, and she said it was confidential information about employees, which I found odd because she works at the dry cleaner, but I guess people's suits need privacy or something, I guess.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah, so it's
just,
she's doing that.
Do you want to return the item?
You know, come to think of it, they aren't even open at night. You know, I'm starting to think that she's not working late because she's always dressed really nice and in a different outfit from when she went to work. And wait, do you think something else is going on here?
I mean, I'm not really sure, sir, but I think maybe it's time to tell your wife how you feel.
You know what? I think you're right. You are. It is time for me to tell her how I feel and to tell her that I have met someone else who actually cares about my feelings. I have met you, and I have a new person who actually cares about me. Wow. So, yes, I think I will tell her. Thank you for that.
No. I didn't mean like that.
What do you mean you didn't mean like that?
Please, I'm really doing my best here. I'm sorry if you got the wrong idea, but I do have a boyfriend and we're very serious. We've been together for over 5 years.
But you're saying you don't care about me either, then?
No, I care about your well-being, but I do have a boyfriend.
You said, so this whole thing is just, it's a scam? You're scamming me right now.
No, it's not a scam.
No, I think it is a scam. It's a scam right now.
No,
it definitely is. I'm sorry. It is a scam. It's a birthday scam. Hey, it's Zach from K92. Hi.
What?
Hi, happy birthday. You're on the radio right now. This is a scam. A birthday scam.
Oh, my God. K92. Birthday scam.
Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam. The K92 Morning Thangs. Hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
People are heading back out into the world.
Yes, they are.
I want people. Be around other people. I want to meet people.
Uh-huh.
It's good. It's good to be a part of that, Monica, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're ready to see people face to face.
Yep.
No and more Zooms.
Oh, Zooms are the worst. I don't want to do any more Zooms. I don't want to do Zoom. I don't want to
ever
FaceTime.
Again.
I don't want to be on a Facebook portal. Just any of them.
So you want meetings again? In-person meetings. There you go.
Man, all I can't wait
you
for
just
Zoom.
Said it.
Hit me up, Buzz. I don't know what I want, all right? Stop putting words in my mouth, mister. This is Rain's time. Good morning, Rain.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you want to meet people?
Yeah, I want to meet a guy. That's
okay.
I want to meet.
It's a good start because that's how this whole thing works.
Right.
Is someone who's listening is going to call in. You are single, ready to mingle. Tell us a little bit about Rain. What are we looking for? Who are we?
Well, I'm 22, and I'm just down to have a good time. I am looking. This is a big deal. I want an average guy.
An average guy.
Just really average.
So a guy that just blends in with everybody else.
Right, I want someone good and forgettable. Give me the best five you got.
Where's Waldo?
Well, she knows what she wants.
She does. What does that mean, though? What are you even talking about? What average guy?
Okay, like a guy who's not trying too hard and who doesn't look like he tries too hard. So the last guy I dated was like, he was perfect on the outside, you know, a nice, tight 10.
Okay.
And then dating him was a nightmare. It was the complete opposite of perfect.
Okay.
He was like this huge gym rat.
Uh-huh.
All he did was work out, and he never ate real food.
Yeah, see, that's...
Bro.
It's hard to stay in shape like that. It's a lot to take, and somebody can be a 10 on the outside. And Antoine, you probably get mad at me a little bit here, or you may actually agree with me.
Okay,
this, I believe, is what it's like to date J-Lo. Is it's just...
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes, 100%.
Okay, so you do agree.
I agree with you 100%. There's a reason she's been engaged 5 times.
Yes. So what you want is J-Lo's wonderfully average cousin.
Yeah. Where's Bianca?
Yeah.
Where's exactly. Bianca Lopez?
Yeah. Instead of saying average, maybe we just, how about we use down to earth? I don't even want to say normal because what is normal?
Yeah. A real person.
But a real person.
Yeah.
Is that what we're looking for here?
Yeah. You know, just somebody who, when it's my birthday, doesn't buy me a protein shake, you know?
Did that actually happen?
Oh, that happened.
With a candle? Did it have a candle at least?
I wish it.
Like a milkshake on your birthday. Happy birthday. Here's a milkshake.
Yeah, protein shake.
To have that sort of flavoriness to it.
Yeah.
That one is
Coat your tongue.
Yeah, that's a lot. So if you enjoy a protein shake, don't call. This is not your time. If you like real food and you want to meet Rain, go ahead and call 540-774-9236. Is it hookup or hang-ups? You're going to have 60 seconds to talk to each other. Rain, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your dating destiny is next.
The K92 Morning Thangs hookup.
I like you a lot.
Or hang-up.
Goodbye.
She ain't want no tens. She want like a 6.
And that's above average right there. That may be a little too much.
Yeah.
I think 5.4 because then you could round down.
I suppose.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't ever want to be rounded down.
All right.
Like, no.
Like, man, no. I got to round me down for. Good morning. Hi. Welcome back, Rain.
Hello.
Okay. We found what we believe. We're calling it, Monica, I like the way you said it best. Down to earth.
Okay.
Yes, a real person.
A real person.
Yes.
As opposed to normal, because what is normal?
Yeah.
Normal. And average really just sounds like the seas of humans. So we have Jacob. Let's say good morning to Jacob. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
So I make sure you're not too hot, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
You know,
first time he had to talk himself
down. I'm not bad looking, but okay. I don't know.
You're
that
average.
Though. Right.
You know, you're right in the middle.
Hey, it's what she asked for. Be like, are you
I'm
hot?
Maybe a 7, solid 7.
Ooh, I don't know,
that's
man.
That's pretty hot.
I don't know. It's
you
a
said
scary.
Solid
got
to
round down.
Got to round down. All right, no
maybe,
more talking, though. No more talking.
Six and a half.
She can't get 65 seconds.
Exactly,
Antoine.
That's what she's getting right now.
Okay, so Rain, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll let you start since you were here first, and we'll just start the timer at 60 seconds. Real simple, y'all. You can talk. You can go back and forth, ask questions, whatever it is, and then at the end of the 60 seconds, we'll count it down. Stay on the phone if you want to follow up with a real date or peace out and hang up, and I always want to say no hard feelings, but there's at least average feelings.
Yeah.
We'll round down on our feelings. So, Rain, here we go. 60 seconds to your dating destiny starts now and go.
Hi, Jacob. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You sound cute, by the way. You sound
well, not too cute. Remember, just be careful.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know. I guess I'm okay looking, I guess. I've never been told I'm hot. But, I'm okay. Look,
right.
I guess okay is the best way to say it.
Sure.
But I'm hearing that you're looking for, like, you're just looking for something different is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, do you eat real food?
Well, yes,
okay.
For sure.
Good.
I'm, like, kind of husky, you know. I'm not a young husky, but I'm tall, very tall. I'm 6'2". I eat a lot.
Okay.
I love to eat real food, like regular food, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I also hunt. So I can pretty much guarantee, you will eat meat.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, and time is up.
I'm so lost right now. I have so many questions.
Your dinner has been prepared for you, whether you like it or not. Okay, so time is up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to count it down, and you just stay on the line. I'll check in with each of you to see if you're still there. So in 3, 2, 1. Now, I feel like Jacob is still here. Jacob, you still here?
Yes.
Okay. Rain?
Yes.
Oh, there she is. All right. She likes having her meals planned out
yes,
for her.
Yes, and Rain, I'm going to let you figure out what's the difference between young husky and old husky and whatever.
Well, you know,
I've
seen...
Kind of husky he was.
I've seen those Blue Buffalo commercials, you know, with the dogs.
And okay.
So they still got some energy to
all
him.
Right, because he said he's not a young husky, so
but
I'm
as a kid, you buy those clothes for kids, and they're like, oh, what size are you? Oh, a 7 husky.
Husky.
Yeah.
I know.
Can you imagine sending kids to the husky section now?
No,
like, oh, my God, they get so mad. No, you have to go to, your pants are in the extra important aisle is what it
yes.
is. You gotta go over
there. You're over there, and we love you.
Right. More
yeah.
to love.
Yeah, exactly.
Just head on over that way. Sounds like it's a match. Rain, you wanna meet more of this young husky, old husky, food-eating, meat-eater gentleman over here?
Yeah, I want to meet this hunter-gatherer.
Okay.
Like
fair enough. What will we be shooting for dinner, Jacob?
I don't know. Maybe some, I guess we're going to have medicine.
Okay. I got to be honest. I was waiting for him to say like giraffe or something. No.
He said some good old venison.
All right. So hang on. We'll let you guys exchange information, go on a real date. And if it all works out or doesn't, you come back and let us know how everything's going. Okay.
You got it.
Will do.
All right. 60 seconds to your dating destiny. Hit us up if you want to be a part of it here on The Thang.
The K92 Morning Thang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Brought to you by Bauer Heating and Air Conditioning.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Janine and Christian's for your dining and dancing pleasure. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
Hi. Are you ready to win $1,000?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She seems ready.
Yeah.
Focused, ready to roll. Janine, did you get your Bauer Heating and Air Conditioning 3 free answers?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I pulled back on my statement.
She wants to up the difficulty level. Some people like to play video games on easy. Uh-huh. Janine was like, you know what? Let's put it on expert mode.
Which is fine. And you know what? And they win on expert mode. I turn penalties off and just go have my way with the computer. But that's fine. Janine, you may get them anyway. That's the doesn't matter. So it's $10 for every single question that you get right. And you get them all right, you get $1,000. You can pass at any time, and you will come back if there's time. Everybody else listening, we will do this again tomorrow at this time. So if you open up your K92 radio app right now, or you go to the Bauer Heating and Air Conditioning Facebook page, you will see your 3 free answers for tomorrow. Janine, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Antoine, am I ready for Janine to play?
You are ready.
Are you sure of that?
I feel confident.
Let me see. Am I? Yes, I am.
All right,
let's
go.
Your 60 seconds will start, Janine, when I finish reading this first question. Good luck. Here we go. Adam Levine is the lead singer of what band?
Oh, pass.
Tom Brady is married to what supermodel?
Oh, pass. I don't know.
Who's older, George Clooney or Brad Pitt?
Yes.
All right. Who is the star of the recently released movie Without Remorse on Amazon Prime?
Oh, pass.
True or false? Nemo in Finding Nemo is a clownfish.
True.
Yes.
McLovin is a character from what comedy movie?
Oh, pass.
Putt-Putt is the miniature version of what sport?
Golf.
Yes.
What is the first name of Billie Eilish's musician brother?
Ooh, pass.
Who was the voice of Simba in the 2019 version of The Lion King?
Pass.
Who won the most recent Oscar for Best Actor?
Oh, pass. I don't know.
All right, start guessing. Adam Levine is the lead singer of what band?
I have no clue.
No idea. Well,
we can look at it this way.
Yes, let's look at it.
No idea.
Janine did not go and get her 3 free answers.
Uh-huh.
But she got those 3 free answers.
Yeah, those are the 3.
So you still got $30.
See, you didn't need those at all. Who needed that? So Janine, you did win $30. So that's good. Okay. Let me run down all of them for you. Adam Levine is the lead singer of Maroon 5.
Oh, okay. Yep. I don't know.
That's okay. Tom Brady is married to Gisele Bündchen. I would have accepted Gisele as the answer as well.
Okay.
Without Remorse on Amazon Prime, that is the new Michael B. Jordan movie that just came out. McLovin is from the comedy movie Superbad. Billie Eilish's musician brother, his first name is Phineas. He actually holds a record most Grammys of anybody in the last Grammy Awards. We have Donald Glover was the voice of Simba in the most recent Lion King, and Anthony Hopkins won the Oscar for Best Actor. But Janine, we appreciate you, and hang on, we'll get you $30, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Eric. Ladies and gentlemen, your host of Who Knows Who is Antoine Terrell.
Yes, Who Knows Who is basically the newlywed game for the K92 Morning Thang.
And a lot of times they say it was a work wife, work husband, things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. You spend enough time with someone, you should know things about them.
You should.
Yes.
Whether they are things you even want to know sometimes. But that's what it is.
Sometimes you're not happy to be right. Sometimes it feels good to be like, you know what? I am glad that's not the correct answer.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, I just hope I'm wrong. Please be wrong. I'm going to root for being wrong. So it'll be me versus Monica today in the game. And Antoine, you have given us each a couple of questions.
I have.
Poking into our soul, our psyche, our dreams, all that stuff. And the other person just tries to match answers to win Who Knows Who.
Yeah, and so we have some similar questions that I asked both of you guys. I wanted to kind of see where you were, but then we have some different questions. Right. So we're going to jump right into this.
Let's do it.
Monica, I asked Zach. I said, Zach, which one would you prefer? Would you prefer all green lights for a month.
Ooh.
Perfect clickless orders for 2 months. That means he always gets whatever he puts in there. Ooh. Or no work meetings for 6 months.
Oh,
which would Zach prefer? Green lights for a month, perfect clickless orders for 2 months, or no work meetings for 6 months.
Okay, well, I'm going to take out the first one.
Okay.
So green lights for a month is out of there.
Yes, yes. And he loves to cook, and he always, if they mess up his click list, can't make the perfect meal.
Right, right.
But meetings.
For six months, for half of a year.
But sometimes I think that he enjoys a meeting or two.
What?
Says, yes, I think that gives you a good chance to,
deep inside. Say, deep inside.
Deep.
I hear you.
Inside.
Some people do love to be hit very hard with a paddle, So, they do enjoy pain.
All right, so which one is it, Monica?
I would say click list. I think sometimes you need to have a meeting, the occasional meeting. So I'm going to go with the meeting.
Okay.
So you're saying...
I mean, I'm going with the click list.
Okay. All right. So that made more sense for your logic.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So Zach would prefer perfect click list orders for 2 straight months.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Monica. While all three of those things are wonderful, you are correct.
Correct.
That is the one that I chose.
So deep down, you do enjoy a good work meeting,
Absolutely
Zach? Is that what it
not.
Is?
No. I don't know.
Sometimes it's necessary.
I guess. What I decided more than anything is I've realized something about myself lately is I'm turning into an old man complaining about the things that they don't have on my click list. To Antoine, who doesn't want to hear it.
I voted for click list orders for him.
And my wife, who finds me less attractive, I believe, every time I talk about these things. So I think I need perfect click list for 2 months to get me off of that. I need to stop talking about, they didn't have any Cheez-Its, but then when I went into the store and I looked in the aisle, there were Cheez-Its right there. See, you all hate me more just from that sentence.
Yeah. I'm glad you chose that.
Yeah, so I'm trying to work on my best me.
All right, so that's a point for Monica. Good job, Monica. All right, so Zach, I asked Monica, because, this is all about going viral. We love to go viral. That's our goal, to go viral. So Monica just went viral. She gets to choose the social media platform that she went viral on.
All right.
So did Monica choose TikTok, Twitter, or Instagram?
Okay.
So it's three different things. So either she went viral for doing like some kind of action on TikTok, her thoughts on Twitter, or a still image on Instagram.
Okay, it ain't Twitter, because everyone who goes viral on Twitter, it's like you just got in trouble. Like, it's a problem. You don't want your words coming back to haunt you, so you don't want it to be that. The other ones are similar. I think Monica enjoys TikTok, but then also feels like it's a little bit goofy, ultimately. And
every time her daughter turns her down for being a part of one.
But if she's the one who goes viral, then she'd be like, look at me, I'm better than you.
She could throw it in her face.
Throwing things in your face. This is, I think I might be talking myself into this one, because I think it was Instagram. But now Instagram's not nearly as hip and cool as TikTok. So this is how Monica can vindicate with both her daughter and us. That look at me, I can dance on TikTok, or I can do the trends on the TikTok.
Okay.
I'm going to go with TikTok.
All right, Monica.
I said TikTok.
Yes!
But I said,
correct!
Because I know people that have, they went viral from TikTok. And TikTok's still just so easy and quick, and you can have fun with it. That's really the only reason.
Right, and you're trying to throw it in our faces. That's the main reason. I understand. All right, we're all tied up.
All right, so we're tied up going into the second round. The next round, we are talking about action movies.
All right, action movies, and where do we fit into that scenario? We will find out next on the K92 Morning Thing. Who Knows Who, Part 2! We're back.
Yes.
Round two.
And it's time to talk a little bit about action. Ooh. Action movies, action franchises, action scenes.
Ah,
all right. Action. So right now, the score is tied. Zach and Monica both have 1 point. Monica. I asked Zach. I said, Zach, you get a movie franchise with one of these iconic action franchise actors.
Okay.
Who is it? Is it Tom Cruise, Jackie Chan, or The Rock? Who would Zach like to do an action movie franchise with?
Oh, okay. All right, because, I mean, Zach, you did karate when you were a kid, didn't you? But didn't you get beat up Did something happen when you were a kid?
Okay.
Back then, yes. Yeah, so I don't think he wants. I don't think
all of these accusations are hurtful and true. So thank you.
You did karate. Didn't get your butt whooped. Yeah. All right.
Now to be just to clarify, I got my butt whooped, and then my parents made me take karate, which I didn't want to do. So I used to cry every time I had to go to karate.
Okay.
So that's it made me weaker.
So you're not doing. So you're not doing karate. You're not hanging out with Jackie Chan.
So no Jackie Chan.
Jackie
huh?
Chan's too old too. I'm gonna put that in there. So you are correct so far.
Okay. Huh. But The Rock. All right. That's a meat sandwich. Let's see. Do you want to hang with Tom Cruise? See, I think originally I was gonna say Tom Cruise, but Tom Cruise, he's always doing the mostest, and I think that's too much for Zach. He's like, I'm not trying to die, you know. Mm. So, but The Rock, he's almost too big to do a lot of some stuff, and Zach could be like, I got that.
Okay, you know, so when they need to fit somebody in a hole, they're gonna stick me in. Fair enough.
You're like, I can handle that.
Go in there and get that gopher. Where's Zach? Okay.
So I'm going The Rock.
All right, you said The
All
Rock.
All right, she went with The Rock. Zach.
Antoine, Monica, you are.
No!
That means you're wrong.
Nope, I said Tom Cruise. And while Tom Cruise is very intense and bizarre a little bit, it's twofold. One, since he's in touch with the aliens, I'm hedging on that, too, because he's all into the Scientology and the weirdness. So that way, you know, I'll survive. The other thing, it is purely a size thing, because The Rock is going to make me look tiny. I'm going to look puny. I'm going to look silly.
He like makes, Kevin Hart.
Right. He makes fun of Kevin Hart all the time. I don't need that in my life. No. I'm taller than Tom Cruise. I'm going to look bigger in that movie. I'm going to look good. I want to be somewhere where I'm taller than the other person. So that was the main reason why I chose Tom Cruise.
Over height.
Yep.
Okay. That's fair.
I didn't want to look puny. And with The Rock, my God, I'd look so puny.
How tall are you, Zach?
I'm 5'9".
Okay. Yeah. You got 2 inches on Tom. Yeah. Thomas is 5'7". Yeah,
trust me. And I'll be on my tiptoes, too, just to prove
get another one.
Because he'll be on his tiptoes.
All right. Well, Monica, you did not get a point. So, Zach, here is your chance to win the game.
All right.
I asked Monica a question about action movies, specifically action scenes. I said, Monica, you are now a stunt woman.
Ooh.
You get to decide your action scene. Which one did Monica pick to do?
Okay, she's going to be the stunt person.
Was it A, to jump out of a plane? B, to be set on fire and run through a window? Or C, to wrestle an alligator?
Ooh. All right, it's not the plane, because she wouldn't even want to fly up in the plane.
To jump out of it. She'd probably jump out of it.
You would be correct.
I knew it. All right, it's one of the other two.
So does she want to be set on fire and run through a window, or wrestle an alligator?
Now, I do believe that Monica could potentially take an alligator. She's strong.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, punches hard and stuff like that. But the alligator would be a bit of a wild card. Like, you never truly know what that alligator was going to do. And a stupid alligator gets his, you know, mouth around you, and then you're gone. The other one, crashing through the window is the cool one. Like, you want to jump through. Set on fire, not ideal, but I'm guessing, like, as a stunt person, you're in a controlled environment. And that is why it would be the coolest one. So I'm going to go with set on fire and jumping through a window.
All right. Zach, if you get this right, you win. If you get it wrong, we go to a tiebreaker round. Monica.
I said wrestling the
That means you're wrong.
Yeah, I don't entirely disagree with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if I can get an eyeball.
You would get an eyeball. Right. Oh, there's no doubt. You go right for the eyeball.
Oh, yeah. You go right for the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Can't see me. Punch you in the mouth. Can't see me. Ooh, I got you by the lip.
We can't kill the alligator. Just for the record. You have to wrestle the alligator. We're not
Okay. Well, it's a movie. Accidentally.
That's what I was going to say. It's an accident.
It's a little too serious.
All right. So the
remember
score
that men, if you try to make unwanted advantages on Monica, she goes for the eyes and the groin. Just remember that.
Just be careful. All right. So it's tiebreaker round. So I'm going to ask you a question about me. All right, and Monica, you received the first point in the game. Do you want the question about me? Do you know me, or do you want to give that to Zach?
Ooh.
And I'll give you a hint. The question is about comedians.
Ooh.
I'll give you a hint.
Oh, about comedians.
About comedians.
Monica's
okay, I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to give it to Zach.
All right, good. I wanted it.
All right, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been blessed with the opportunity to do a podcast with one comedian.
Okay.
Which one of these three comedians am I going to choose?
Okay.
Is it Kevin Hart,
mm-hmm.
Eddie Murphy,
mm-hmm.
or Dave Chappelle? which comedian would I do a podcast with? And this is like a, you know, a weekly podcast. This isn't just a stop and go. This is a new career.
All right. Eddie Murphy's too, he's over. So it's not him. Maybe back in the day, but it's just the fun's gone. So you don't want, Eddie's kind of weird too. Kevin Hart, man, I think he's exhausting after a while.
Okay.
Like you have to do this podcast with him all the time. And while he's probably really fun and talented and stuff, it's just, he's always trying to prove how he's working all the time. So it's going to make you feel lazy. And he is always going to steal the show. I think Dave Chappelle is a very, he's got many levels to him. He's funny, but then he's insightful. He's kind of weird, but then he's philosophical. I think he'd be the most interesting of those three people. So I'm going to go with Dave Chappelle, final answer.
All right. Get it right, you win. I did not pick Eddie Murphy. You are correct. He's just not as much fun anymore. No. Back in the 80s, 90s, that would have been a hell of a podcast to do.
A lot of cocaine. That would have been a great podcast to do. Party.
Yes. All right, so now we're down between Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give you my reasons on why I picked them. But I went with Kevin Hart. You are incorrect.
What?
That means you're
Kevin, I'm surprised the game. By that.
Here's the reason why. Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle, while you are correct, he is way more interesting than Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But agree or disagree, Dave Chappelle could just not show up and never come back to this podcast. He could just quit the podcast. He'd be like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
That could
versus happen. Kevin Hart, whose work ethic may be unmatched. He would be there every week. He's conversational, like on his podcast with his friends. Dave Chappelle gives me a little hint of I'm smarter than everybody else.
Oh, he does do that.
And so, like, he'll be, and he probably is smarter than me, significantly. And he'll probably talk down to me.
And he'll remind you of it all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly. So I'd rather have a podcast where I know it's going to be consistent. Dave Chappelle will be like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. And he'll do his own podcast to tell people that.
Blowing weed vape in your face
exactly,
the whole time,
too. Yes. So I'm going Kevin Hart.
I accept that logic. Congratulations.
Thank you, Monica.
You are the winner of Who Knows Who.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.